Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. Hello, everybody. This is episode 125 of the Dog Days of Podcasting for 2017. And I'm not going to be reviewing a comment tonight, so I'll resume that tomorrow night. Tonight, it's kind of late, but I had to finish The Defenders. I was getting too far into it, and I was like, I got like one more episode to watch. So I watched it. Now, I enjoyed it. I think it was pretty good. I think it deserves a rewatch because there's a lot of story in there. There's some action scenes, and I think the fight scenes are really good as far as that goes. The Iron Fist, I thought, did a good job, or they did a good job with Iron Fist, especially his fight scenes, and especially when he hit Luke with the fist. Wow, that was pretty cool. Anyway, I don't want to give any away spoilers, but that's not really a spoiler. But no, I liked the show. It was a little slow going in some places because they're setting up a pretty big story arc. And then, you know, it all comes together. And you can kind of see where it's going, where it kind of branches off. You know, at the end, you can see, I don't want to spoil it. I better not spoil it. So I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it too. I'm curious to see what other people think about it a little bit more. Now I can read the stupid spoilers, which was bugging the crap out of me. I saw titles, just titles on blog posts. Oh, what's going to happen because so-and-so happened in Defenders. I'm like, are you serious? I mean, I get that people want to talk about it, but it hadn't even been out a week and they're trying hard. They're stumbling over themselves trying to get stupid stories out the door and it ruins the whole experience. There was one blog post I was reading and it blended into the Defenders and there was a spoiler right there. I'm like, there's not even a warning on it. It's ridiculous. So, but it did leave me wanting to see more Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and Daredevil. I know Daredevil season 3 is coming. And everybody else gets a season 2. So I think it'll be good. And I hope they I hope they course correct a little bit with Iron Fist. Because, you know, he was okay. But that wasn't the strongest show. It was a little bit on the weak side. His season himself. You know, I thought he was a little too annoying, too much of a kid. But I get that maybe he didn't have his parents and that's why he was like that. I don't know. That's just the way they wrote it. But it could have been a little stronger. And, you know, he kind of starts delving into talking about fighting the dragon and to get his chi or whatever. So it's funny because they kind of make fun of that a little bit throughout the Defenders. Anyway. So, Defenders is a win. I think it was pretty strong. Again, a lot of story, some action. I thought it was really good. So, I'm looking forward to where they take it from here. So, all right, that's me. That's it for tonight. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.